Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody just bless his name. Come on, bless his name, bless his name. Just because he's worthy. Come on now. We are in a time of worship. Our glory. We're in 5785, 5785. Come on now. It's our season of multiplied and abundant grace. Come on now. Okay, listen, you are in your time and season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? It's the season of divine grace and completion, okay? The five and the seven represent a time of receiving God's grace for completing cycles and bringing divine fulfillment to the promises that have been spoken over your life, your family, and over the nation. Number two, it's a time of renewal and new beginnings. The eight represents a period of struggle or waiting, but there will be a supernatural breakthrough leading to fresh starts. This aligns with God's ability to bring new life even in seemingly dead situations. Number three, the power of your mouth. This will be a time of being mindful of the words that you speak. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. High glory. Prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra authority, releasing God's plans in the earth. And rest in preparation for greater work. The number seven also highlights a time of divine rest, which is not inactivity, but is preparation. Just as God rested on the seventh day, this will be a season of resting in faith while God prepares the next phase of your life's journey. Come on, let's pray. Father, we thank you. Father, less of me, more you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us, no weapon formed against our finances, no weapon formed against our families, our businesses, our glory, ministry shall prosper. Father, I speak over everyone, our glory, and Father, those that sow in this ministry, I declare and decree that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Prosperity, wealth, peace, joy, and divine health is your portion. Come on now, you better receive this right now. Woo! This is going to be a time of supernatural healing. High glory. I know what the doctor said, but because you've got seed in the ground, or because you're going to sow seed today, God says, listen, high glory, your seed can activate, high glory, healing in your body. Come on now. Hey, Kishay, tell about. Come on now. Woo. Sowing seed is an act of worship. And in fact, you can't even worship God without bringing him an offering. Come on now. Woo, my God. Your giving is your worship. Come on now. It isn't the slow songs. Glory. It isn't all that. Amen. It's the releasing of your seed. Why? Okay, because he says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Come on now. I'm trying to get this to you right now. Come on now. Get it. Get it right now. High glory. Woo, my God. Your seed time will never stop. Seed time and harvest. Your harvest will never stop. Come on now. I'm trying to get this to you. Lift your hands. Father, I declare and decree. Hey, glory. Hey, Kisha. Woo, Father, your word says, Lord God, that you give seed to the sowers and bread to the eaters. Come on now. That's right, Chet and Martha. It is so. When you sow your seed, listen, the seed might leave your hand, but it never leaves your life. Come on now. Oh, my God, my God. You see, some of you guys are going to walk into harvest that is from seed that you sowed last month. High glory. Come on now. I'm telling you. Woo, who am I talking to this morning? Woo, my God, this is going to be a time. Listen. It's going to be a time. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on now. This is going to be a time, listen, where God begins, listen, to make the enemy repay you for what he stole. Come on now. I'm trying to get this into your spirit. Come on. Oh, my God, my God. Someone's going to catch a hold. Oh, my God. Someone's going to catch a hold. See, listen, you cannot go through anything that God does not make the enemy pay for and that God doesn't reward you, okay? Oh, come on now. Yeah, see. Let's go here. Proverbs chapter 6. So you don't believe me. We're going to go here. Then we're going to go to this word of encouragement. Like I said, I just want to, I know everybody's getting prepared for Thanksgiving and getting with families and things like that. And I just want to make sure that you are right here in the midst of receiving your breakthrough, receiving your healing, receiving your harvest. Come on now. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. Come on. Come on. Come on. Proverbs chapter 6. Now, listen, remember, I just said, let me just type this here for you. I just said that God makes the enemy. Listen, listen, God makes the enemy. I'm going to say it one more again. God makes the enemy return it back to you. Sevenfold. Here we go. Proverbs 6, Proverbs chapter 6. Look at verse 30 and 31. Look at what it says. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But if he be found, who? The thief. He shall restore sevenfold. Now, we're not even talking about what God's going to do. He said the thief, he shall restore sevenfold. Seven, completion, maturity. God says, listen, I'm going to make sure that the devil, our glory, pays with interest for what he put you through, okay? Sevenfold. And listen, that's not it. Okay, he doesn't stop there. He says, but if he be found, he, the devil, shall restore sevenfold, and he, the devil, shall give all the substance of his house. Now, here's the key to this word right here. When you catch the thief, not only does God make you give, make him give everything that he took from you, plus sevenfold, but then he says, anything and everything that you caught him with, when you caught him, I'm going to make him give that up to you too. Oh my God, you better get this. He says sevenfold, and he shall give all the substance of his house. So everything you catch him with when you caught him, he's got to cough that up too. Come on now. Someone type, give it up. Oh, come on. I'll type it right now. Give it up. It is so. Come on. Woo, my God, my God. Listen, listen, listen. Let's go to this word. Where is my shofar? Here we go. The lesson be more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Listen, listen, listen. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Right here. Right here. Right here. We are in. Okay. First of all, we are on the 332nd day. Okay. And this day will be a day of grace multiplied for completion, okay? According to Philippians 1:6, he that began a work with you will carry it on to completion. Two, covenant partnership. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? This will be a season of partnership with God and others, and it reminds us of that God's grace is multiplied through covenant alignment, obedience, and collaboration. And it'll be a time of preparation for the harvest. This day reminds us to prepare for divine multiplication and fruitfulness. What has been sown earlier in faith will now bear fruit as God's grace abounds. Come on, now we learned this. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Who's 2 Corinthians chapter 9? Come on now. Oh, my God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Our glory. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. The prophetic theme for this day will be, number one, divine alignment and completion. The three that is repeated symbolizes divine alignment and the perfection of God's plan. Trust that God is working all things together for your good. Two, fruitfulness and harvest. The sum of the three, and the two is eight. That symbolizes new beginning and supernatural fruitfulness. This day carries a prophetic invitation to prepare for the next season of abundance. Three, strengthen partnerships. The two highlights the need to strengthen relationships that align with God's purpose. whether ministry, business, or personal life, covenant relationships are key in walking in multiplied grace and thanksgiving and reflection. Okay? This proximity to the day of Thanksgiving emphasizes reflect on God's blessings throughout the year and give thanks for his fruitfulness. Okay? So now, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, because I said, listen, I'm only telling you what the word says about this day, okay? But look at what, and this is what we learned yesterday. First of all, okay, oh my God, someone type it this, so come on now. Woo! This is going to be a season. Now listen. Amen. This is going to be your season. Amen, Brother Tyrone. Amen. Listen, this is going to be a time and season that you will abound. Okay? Check it out. Verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. But this day I say, he that sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He that sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart. Here's the key. How? What is your heart telling you? What is your heart saying? Okay? What do you believe in your heart? Do you believe that when you sow into this ground, that this ministry ground right here will multiply your seed? It will increase and multiply, and it will activate divine health, favor, grace, peace, and joy in your life, in your business, in your ministry, in your family. Come on now. We must do what God, come on now. He says, every man has a purpose in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Here we go, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace. Come on now, there's that power of all grace. What? Abound toward you. That word abound means to be abundantly furnished with. It means to abound. It means to overflow. It means to furnish one richly. And it means to be abundantly furnished. This will be a time and season that you will be abundantly furnished. Someone type, it is so. Come on now. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you having all that toward you, that you always having all sufficiency. Also, this is also this season that you will always have. 5785 will be the season you always have. I'm going to say it again. 5785 will be the season that you always have. Woo, come on now. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. Woo, come on. You better get this right now. That's right. That's right, Tyrone. You better get this right now. Oh, my God. This is your season that you will always have. 5785. That's right. That's God's calendar year, Brother Tyrone. We are in God's season of always having. But it's connected to, what's it say in verse 6? He that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, but he that sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. See, you have to be sowing in the proper ground. This ground, come on now, this ground right here is ground that's been prepared, fertilized and nourished for increase, multiplication, and harvest. Come on now, somebody. Oh, my God. When you get this right here, oh, my God, this is your season. Once again, 5785 is your season of multiplied abundant grace. It's going to be the season that you will be abundantly furnished, and it's the season that you will always have. Now, listen. The Bible says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Listen, I'm going to challenge everyone today to sow the terumah. The terumah is when you put it directly into the hand of the prophet. Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all first fruits of all things and every oblation or terumah shall be the priest. And you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may prophesy, cause, speak the blessing to rest in your house. Woo, my God. So listen, we're going to go right here. You are sowing the seed of the season we're in. $57.85, $157.85, $157.85, so on. If you don't have $57.85, give your best seed. Use my Cash App at $ProphetMDBryant, okay? Woo, my God. Come on now, you better get this. Oh, my God, my God. Yes, the devil is a lie. Woo, my God. Oh, my God, my God. You better get this today. Sow your seed. Make the devil out a liar. Show God that you believe. When you sow your seed, when you release the seed, he says, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father, right now I declare and decree that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest is their portion today. Prosperity, wealth, health, divine favor, divine covenant relationships is their portion. Father, I declare and decree that you are giving them the desires of their heart. Father, you are manifesting. This will be the season of manifestation. Whom, woo! That which he began, he will complete in your life today. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Ooh, my Father, I pray over their seed. Father, I thank you, Lord God. It's multiplied according to Deuteronomy chapter 1. Father, you said that you would make them 1,000 times greater today. Increase them. Multiply them. Father, I speak into their spirit, into their soul. Father, I destroy immoral, high glory, soul ties, and relationships. Father, I destroy right now. Woo, God. Listen, the Bible says, casting down imaginations as a man thinketh in his heart. Okay? When you begin to filter out the thoughts that are not of God in your life. Amen. I'll give you a call, my brother. Hey, glory, glory. When you begin to filter out the thoughts in your life, whoo, my God, my God, whoo, my God, that you will begin to harvest. You begin to harvest before you have a time to pray it in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Listen, don't miss. Don't miss. Woo, my God. I might be showing a replay tomorrow. I'm not sure yet, whatever the Lord tells me to do. But enjoy your family, your friends, during this time of Thanksgiving. Kiss your loved ones. Tell the people around you that you love them. Amen. And be a blessing in their life. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next time.